Welcome back, Paseo, to another episode of the Paseo Pathway Podcast. We are approaching the end of 2025. We're a week or two before Christmas when this comes out. It's been an amazing year, but we're getting geared up for 2026. And one thing that we wanted to share with you all today was our Paseo Pathway reading plan that we are going to be doing as a church in the coming year. We want to get it out now so that you're aware of it and you can be preparing. But Shelton, you and I have been talking about this for a few months now. Why are we excited about this reading plan and doing this together as a church next year?
Man, I want to echo that excitement. It kind of feels like it you have a vacation coming up, a journey you're about to start. Maybe that's a better word than a vacation. Something that we've been looking forward to. And I want the whole church to feel that. You used this metaphor a while ago, and I liked it, of when we were talking off camera, of flock journeying together, because we all can have our own individual reading situations happening or not reading at all. So the picture of us as a church, as Paseo, journeying through the Bible together is just awesome. I'm excited about that. But even deeper than that, I'm excited to see what God will do. There is no doubt that this will take a large amount of discipline if you are going to finish this journey. Because, in the newness of January, we're all excited about our New Year's resolutions. But to stick with it, it's going to take discipline. And it's going to take us really holding each other and helping each other along and all that. But I think God is going to reward that so much. Because at the core of it, it's not about us wanting to learn the Bible more. That has value. I'm all for us learning the Bible and being good Bible students. That has great value. But the Pharisees were great Bible students, right? Being a Bible student does not mean you are close to the heart of God. But if you approach the Bible with the Holy Spirit inside of you, or if you're not a believer and you're reading with curiosity and you're going to journey with us through, and you're actually wanting to seek God through His Word, I am excited to see what will happen this year, because I think the discipline of seeking God through His Word over a year's time, journeying through from beginning to end, we're going to experience God in all kinds of deep and meaningful ways. And I think that's special, because down at the core of it, God is a God that wants to be known, right?
Right. I think that's what we need to keep in mind as we step into this. We're all at different places when it comes to the scriptures. Some people at Paseo are just getting started in their journey of faith, and maybe reading the Bible is brand new to you. Others may have read it many times, and that's okay. There were always people who were at different stages of the journey when Jesus was walking the earth during his physical life. That's all right. Jesus is able to meet us where we're at. I think what you said there is very important, and it's one of the key reasons I'm excited about this, is because this effort to read the Bible is really a response. It's not us coming up with something special that we're going to do for God. What we would say is that God has and always has revealed Himself, and He's still revealing Himself today. He still wants to be known and to reveal Himself to us as His people. And what's curious, God could have done this, I suppose, any number of ways, but from the very beginning, I'm talking Genesis chapter 1, God has chosen a primary means of revealing Himself is through speaking words.
Let's talk about that, because you referred to the creation story in Genesis.
Yes.
Because He creates the animals, He creates the trees, He creates the stars, He creates everything, and there's no record of Him speaking to any of them after He's created them. He just creates them.
Right.
There's only one thing in the garden that He creates that He then has a conversation with.
Yeah.
And that is the one that's created in His image. So He has a conversation with Adam, and He speaks to mankind. And the author Paul David Tripp makes much of this, and I appreciate his thoughts, where he says from the beginning, mankind was going to be dependent upon the words of God to understand how to live life. So you don't have God having to explain to the oak trees how to be an oak tree. He just created it and they are. But to a human, He needed to give instruction. You know, you're going to be fruitful, multiply, and have dominion over, and so all the things He says. And Paul David Tripp makes much of that, and I do too. I think he has always made it to where we're going to be in a unique relationship with him, where even before the fall, before sin, we were dependent upon the Word of God, and God was the willing one who is revealing himself through his words constantly. So this relationship was meant to be from the beginning, where God's Word and man's ability to respond to that is at the center of our relationship with God. And so that's at the beginning. And so this is carried on now throughout all that.
Yeah, it's really at the heart of faith. Mm. Like you said, it's central to being made, to being a creature that is in God's image, is this ability to communicate through language, through words. God is a God who communicates through speaking, through revealing himself through language. And we are unique among his creation in that we can understand these words. Mm-hmm. We can understand the language that God is revealing himself through. And you mentioned a few words that I think are important there. And I love alliteration. So I've got these three R's, which when I think about what does it mean to have faith, well, it starts with God. So our faith starts with God revealing himself. Mm-hmm. So the first R is there has to be revelation. None of us are going to be smart enough to figure God out, to puzzle God out just by thinking in our own heads. God has to reveal himself to us, and thank God he's done that. He's revealed himself. Then we have to respond to that revelation the right way by receiving it. Mm. And so that's the third R. So God reveals, we respond by receiving. Now, some people don't respond by receiving, and they don't have faith. Mm. So we want to learn how to practice faith. I think of Hebrews 11:6, where it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Mm. For anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Mm. So when I think of this coming year and wanting to read through the scriptures together, it's because I want to earnestly seek God. This is one of the ways. It's not the only way. It's not like I read my Bible and now I've sought God for the day. I can just go around the rest of my business. Right. But it's an important way because God is revealing himself through the scriptures, and I want to earnestly seek to receive that revelation.
I think it's a vital way. And somebody might be saying, hey, I believe in God. I know stories in the Bible. Why do I need to read scripture? And I think there's multiple layers to this. First of all, to read the full revelation, that you get the full story of God and his interaction with man is gigantic. Because in the absence of really reading the revelation as God has given it to us, we will begin to assume characteristics of God that may not be accurate. And that's called idolatry, right? Mm-hmm. And so when God has given us an avenue to know him by, right? Chiefly, not just being the Word of God, but being Jesus Christ, who has taken down the barrier between us and man, who is the full representation of God, who then puts his Spirit inside of us, who by his Spirit has stirred within the authors to create the Bible, and there's still this interaction. So now, through faith in Christ, I can know God. The Spirit informs me and transforms me with the Word of God. So now it's my job going, I want to know the God of the universe as he actually has revealed himself in totality. And so you'll hear, and at times we can be guilty of it. I probably have been guilty of it at times when I've been kind of only seeing God through maybe a lens of what I think he's like, or through a lens of one or two stories of the Bible. Mm-hmm. But when you get the full picture, you zoom out,
right,
and you get all of that, you really get all the aspects of God. I remember being in college, and I had never, at that point, I've been a believer, a really devoted believer at that point. I've been a believer since I was 13. I was probably 20 or so, but I really have been a devoted believer since about 18. So a couple of years. And I had been reading the Bible a lot, but most of that was New Testament. Mm-hmm. And I love the Psalms. I was reading a lot of Psalms. And I knew a lot of the Old Testament stories of David because they got preached on a lot. I didn't know anything about after Jeremiah on, really.
Yeah.
Right? And so what are called the minor prophets.
Yeah,
you got Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, major prophets, and then you had these minor prophets. And I didn't know anything about them. I never read Amos. I'd never read Micah or any of these. Yeah. So I took a class on the minor prophets. It profoundly shaped my relationship with God. Because I began through studying those to learn what makes God angry. And that was important to me.
Yeah.
Because I felt conviction of when God is confronting in the book of Amos, confronting their treatment of the poor. He says, and we can go into this at length, but he says, you abandon the, or you sell the poor for a pair of sandals. What does he mean by that? Huh. Is that you would rather go buy a new pair of sandals than you would to care. And this is God confronting him. And here I am wanting to buy new shoes. Does that make sense? Like it profoundly shaped. And so I think there are whole sections of the Bible that many of us haven't read. And because of that, our view of God is malformed.
Yeah.
Are at the very malnourished.
Right.
In that. So I'm excited for that for all of us. If you've never read the Bible through, you need that. But what about those that have read the Bible through? They've done that. Maybe they're proud of themselves and they're saying right now, I don't know if I'm going to do this with Basea. Why? You've read the Bible. You've had this practice a long time.
Yeah.
What is a reason for continuing the practice and encouraging somebody else to jump in again?
So I've got two things that jump to my mind immediately. One is a direct answer to that question of why continue reading the Bible if you've already read through it before. The second is why do it with us in 2026? So I'll start with that one, which is just, I've never read through the Bible with a church of believers. Yeah. I'm excited about that. We talked about this image of Jesus always had disciples, plural. So Jesus is a teacher and he's always had students. He's always had disciples, but he always had a class, you know, he always had a crew. And I have read through the Bible kind of on my own with reading plans through the years. But one thing I'm most excited about here is I picture the disciples on the road with Jesus traveling between two towns, and they've got like an 8-hour walk, and Jesus has been teaching them throughout that time. You know that there were sidebar conversations that, you know, Matthew and James ended up having where they were trying to wrestle through what was Jesus talking about. I'm excited about doing this as a church, as Paseo, learning together, learning to follow Jesus together by listening to the same stories, reading the same passages. But to a direct answer, if you've read the Bible, why continue reading it? I think of a conversation that I just had this last week with my 19, soon-to-be 20-year-old son. And I've had conversations with him for 19-plus years.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got a pretty good idea of who he is and how he thinks. But I had some new insights. I learned some new things about my son this year because I'm a different person. I've grown as a person, and that enables me to see things in him that maybe I missed before. He's growing as a person. Now, with God, it's different. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we're changing. And one thing that happens as we go through life, if we continue to stay in the scriptures, is we gain new insights because of our ability to listen to God, experiences that we've gone through. And we talked about this earlier and before we started recording, that reading the Bible is not just an academic exercise. We're not just reading a book. We're learning to draw near to God, a living creator, and we're learning to listen. And that's really what this reading plan is about, is learning how to build that into our daily, weekly rhythms, where we're setting aside time to draw near to God and listen. And that is a discipline, but it's also an invitation.
Yeah,
we're
like
responding
that.
To an invitation. Yeah. So let's talk about how it's going to work. We're going to get into just a few practical, what you can expect as we do this. And then we'll finish with maybe some tips for how you can prepare in these final weeks in December before we roll into it. So one thing that's going to be happening next year is we're going to have a podcast that goes along with this reading plan. So what are you most excited about as you think about that, Shelton?
Well, for me, just obviously as a church, we're going to still be on Sunday mornings focused in Matthew. We're going to finish out the journey of Matthew. Very excited about that. But outside of all that, within our growth groups, we'll be discussing the sermons of Matthew, right? So they're going to be centered around Matthew, which is great. But on a personal discipline kind of level, where we're all all going to be reading just the Bible in total together, there's going to be times where we got questions coming up, like, what in the world are we, what's happening here? What's going on? And if you, there's some stories that if you haven't read through the Bible, I guarantee you they're going to shock you.
Yep.
And so I'm excited about getting questions from people mm-hmm. and responding to those. So mm-hmm. each week, the podcast that we make will be in alignment with the reading plan so that we can respond either to some perceived questions that we have that, hey, I bet there's some confusing parts coming up. Right. Or maybe some things that, and I hope that we get a lot of interaction that we can hear and answer and just walk through the Bible together on a personal level. So this is really why we're all kind of doing it together. We're also, this is about you individually journeying together. And so this is a place for us to kind of come back to the drinking fountain, so to speak, and talk right. about here what's been going on.
Yeah. So weekly we will have the Paseo Pathway podcast, which will follow the reading plan. Yeah. And like you said, we will spotlight something from the previous week's readings or respond to questions that you all have about passages that we're wrestling with. So there are actually two Paseo podcasts. So that's something I want you to be aware of right now. And I would encourage you to subscribe either on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. There is our sermon series podcast, and there you can find all the sermons that Pastor Shelton and others have taught through Matthew's gospel. Every week the latest sermon comes out on that. And then the Paseo Pathway podcast, which is what you're listening to right now, that in 2026 is going to be focused primarily on the reading plan. I'm sure we'll have some other episodes that we do. The other thing I want folks to know about this reading plan is that we've set it up to be 6 days a week. So typically it'll be Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday is an open day so that if you have other reading you want to do or you want to catch up on some readings, you can do that. We wanted to build a little bit of space into the reading plan as we went through the year.
And let's talk about that. That means 6 days a week you are getting up. I would encourage you to do it in the morning.
Yeah.
Others, you maybe that your morning routine doesn't allow it, but the routine of that, it means 6 days a week, you're humbling yourself mm-hmm. to come to the Lord. Say, hey, I want to learn from you today. I'm going to say no to some type of whatever video I'm watching or show that I'm watching. I'm going to carve out time to just be in that. Yeah. I'm excited about that posture of what that will do across. So 6 days a week, there will be questions that come up, and we're excited to walk through all that together. Hey, we're going to have physical copies of this Bible mm-hmm. reading plan. They'll be available here in the next couple of weeks. I don't think this Sunday, but we're hoping, right. we're aiming for in 2 Sundays. So that'll be the...
Should be the last 2 Sundays of December.
Yeah,
I think it's the 21st and the 28th.
And we'll have physical copies, but we'll have a copy up on our website. We'll have a digital yep. copy. Have that available. And so everybody can have the Bible reading plan, have it with you, and it's designed to start January 1, right? We're going to yeah. step into it January 1.
That's right.
And start reading together, which is not that far away. So the combination of this reading plan that has, and you're organizing it now. You want to give us an explanation? Are you doing a little bit of Old Testament,
yeah.
a little bit of New Testament? How are you doing it?
So a verse in Paul's writing, his letter to the Ephesians, says that we are no longer aliens and strangers. So those who did not belong to Israel have been brought into the church. And he says, you're no longer aliens and strangers, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are members of God's household. And you're being built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone. And I love that picture of the prophets, the apostles, and Christ Jesus. And this reading plan roughly follows that. So the Old Testament was written by the prophets. Mm-hmm. The New Testament was written by the apostles. The Gospels focus on Jesus. And so each day there will be different readings. There will be an Old Testament reading. And there will also be one from the Gospels, the New Testament, or New Testament letter. And so we'll read at least in two places each day. Sometimes a psalm will be thrown in there.
Okay.
So there'll be some variety is basically what that means.
Yeah.
And that's really how the Bible is organized. The Bible is organized roughly in a chronological order. So we start with creation. We end with the heavenly Jerusalem, the new creation. But the Bible is really structured by categories. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we're going to read it. We're going to read it based on the way that the Bible is naturally laid out.
And we'll coach you through it. We'll give pointers
yeah.
each week. If
Absolutely.
It's new to you, we'll walk you through how to do this. Let's talk about how to prepare ourselves for this here in the last couple of minutes.
So one thing that I know people might be thinking of, because it's a situation that I'm facing, is I'm already partway through a reading plan right now, and many of you are as well. Of course, everyone, this isn't mandatory. You don't have to do this reading plan with us in 2026. We hope that, I hope that everyone will. I think we're going to get a better experience as a church if we do. So I would encourage folks to consider strongly participating. I'm going to just pause the reading plan I'm on right now. Okay. I'm going to lay that Bible aside, and then I'm going to start with my fellow believers in Paseo in 2026 to read through this. I'm also going to buy a new Bible.
Okay.
We've talked about this before. Yeah. I think having a fresh Bible when you're going to read through the scriptures is a great practice. I like to mark in my Bible, and so I want clean sheets where I haven't read and marked up sheets where I have read. But probably the most important thing that people can do besides those things is pray. And so maybe share a few ideas with us about how to pray and why that's important.
I think prayer is at the center. I love whenever we do our pathways training, Gary always reminds us from this beautiful passage out of Psalm 119, but show me the beautiful things in your word, O Lord, right? Like, so this preparing my heart, God, before I ever open up the Bible, give me the spiritual eyes to see the beautiful things in the word. And so begin praying now that your posture's right. This is not about your pride. It's not about to check off a checking list. I've read through the Bible. I'm a super holy Christian. This is about knowing God more and more and more and responding to that revelation. And so prepare your heart there. So even now, if you're like, oh, that's a goal I've always had, that's great. Why is it a goal? Is it your goal to say you did it, like you climbed a mountain? Or is it to say that I have really taken my relationship with the Lord seriously this year? And so be preparing now that the Spirit puts you in the right posture, that He begins helping your heart to see beautiful things in the Word. And then get excited about that. Maybe invite some friends into it. If you have folks that they don't have to be a part of Paseo, you can invite outside of that and however you want to do that. But and then you mentioned the podcast. Go ahead and subscribe to those so that you're ready to go with that. And we'll try to be pretty disciplined in keeping them around 20 minutes. Speaking of which, we're there right now, right? So we have a clock now for behind the scenes. There's a clock telling us, hey.
Right.
But we really try to want to respect folks' time of saying, hey, we're not trying to dominate an hour of your day. Right. But we do want to come together around the word, around this idea that as a church family, we want to follow Jesus. And we want to know Him as He actually is, as He's revealed Himself to be. And so we are going to, as a family, step into the Word humbly, excitedly, as students, to learn from our Father and to hear all that. So we're excited about this Paseo. Hopefully now you are beginning to get this vision of your 2026, that you are going to journey with us on this. If you have any questions, we didn't talk about Bible translations at all. You don't use the NIV or ESV. You use...
So this year I'm going to read the CSB. Christian Standard Bible. If you've got questions about which Bible translation, reach out to me, reach out to Shelton.
I was hit up by that just recently by somebody. Yeah.
I think the NIV is great. So if you're not sure, I do think that's a great one. I've read the NIV before. Yeah. I think it's a great translation.
You like to kind of maneuver around.
I like to.
Hey, we're praying for you, Paseo family. We're excited. We're excited about this journey. Let us know if you have any questions. And if not, then we will see you again on this podcast form. Or if you're listening to us, we'll talk to you again at the first week of January as we come into the new year with that first recording. So excited. Let's draw close to the Lord together. We'll see you then. Bye.